Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins distills a deceptively simple idea into a full life operating system. Stop trying to control people and use what they choose to do as clear data for your next best move. First introduced by Robbins in a viral video and embraced by millions for its relief and practicality, the method offers a calm reset for anyone exhausted by overthinking, people-pleasing, or chronic conflict. Rather than micromanaging others or arguing them into a different reality, you learn to observe, accept, and act on facts. When you let people be who they are, you finally see who they are, and you reclaim the time and energy to build a life that fits. This book expands the idea into a complete toolkit you can apply across relationships, family dynamics, work, and personal growth. Robbins blends behavioral science, coaching insights, and lived examples to show how to shift from control to clarity, set boundaries without drama, and rebuild self-trust after years of second-guessing. You will learn how to tell the difference between acceptance and resignation, the anatomy of a boundary that enforces itself, and how to make decisions based on patterns rather than promises. The Let Them Theory is not passive. It is active acceptance combined with decisive action. You let others choose, then you choose. You let reality speak, then you respond in a way that protects your peace and honors your priorities. If you want less anxiety, cleaner relationships, and more momentum on what matters, this book offers a reliable framework and a library of practical moves you can use the minute you turn the page. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from control to clarity, the engine of the Let Them Theory. At the heart of the Let Them Theory is a psychological pivot from controlling outcomes to clarifying reality. Most interpersonal stress comes from trying to get people to act differently so that we can feel safe, respected, or loved. The nervous system interprets unpredictability as a threat, so we respond by persuading, reminding, rescuing, or monitoring. The theory interrupts that loop. Instead of managing other people, you watch what they choose to do when you stop managing them. What remains is clean data. Do they follow through without being chased? Do they reciprocate when you stop overgiving? Do they take responsibility when you no longer cushion their consequences? This shift is not indifference. It is active acceptance. Acceptance acknowledges the facts of a situation without layering on stories or fantasies. When you let someone act without interference, you learn whether they prioritize the relationship, respect your time, and align with your values. You may not like the answer, but you can trust it. Clarity replaces rumination, and decisions become simpler because they are based on evidence. Practically, the method follows a simple rhythm. First, pause your impulse to control. Notice the urge to text again, remind again, or argue your case one more time. Second, let the person follow their path. Give them room to reveal preferences, capacity, and character. Third, read the pattern. One instance is a data point. A pattern is a conclusion. Finally, make a choice that protects your peace. Adjust expectations, set a boundary, step back, or step away. The benefits are immediate. Anxiety drops because you stop running mental simulations. Resentment fades because you stop overinvesting in places that do not reciprocate. Confidence grows because decisions are grounded in facts. Over time, your life fills with people who self-select into alignment and opportunities that match your standards. The theory is not about winning or losing. It is about living in reality so you can use your energy where it counts. When you stop controlling, you do not become powerless. You become precise. Secondly, boundaries that enforce themselves. Consequences over confrontation. Many people hear "let them" and fear it means tolerating bad behavior. The opposite is true. Letting people be who they are is step one. Deciding what you will do in response is step two. Boundaries are the structure that translates your values into visible standards. The book shows how to build boundaries that enforce themselves, so you are not trapped in endless lectures, reminders, or emotional tug-of-wars. The key is shifting from warnings to consequences. A warning centers the other person and invites debate. A consequence centers your choices and needs no argument. For example, if someone consistently misses agreed times, You do not escalate reminders. You adjust your availability. You meet them only during times that do not cost you, or you decline future plans. If a colleague chronically drops the ball, you narrow the scope of what you rely on them for and document expectations so accountability is clear. You do not punish, you calibrate. Robbins outlines several practical tools. Boundary bank accounts. Imagine your time, attention, and emotional labor as finite funds. Before you spend, ask whether the return has been positive. If not, reduce the investment. Tiered consequences. Match your response to the pattern. Yellow light behavior gets distance and clarity. Red light behavior gets firm limits or removal. Silent standards. Not every boundary requires a speech. Many are implemented through your calendar invites, your response times, and your yes or no. Exit plans. Every boundary is stronger when you know what you will do if it is not respected. Define the next step in advance so you are not negotiating under pressure. When boundaries work, they do two things. They show you who can handle proximity, and they protect your bandwidth so you can live your priorities. You stop trying to change people because your life is organized to reflect your standards. Conflict often decreases because the system carries the message. And when confrontation is needed, it is shorter and cleaner because your behavior has already been consistent. Let them is not passive. It is a quiet, firm way of saying this is how my life runs. Thirdly, love, dating, and family. Choosing who chooses you, romantic and family relationships are where control habits run deepest. We chase potential, rationalize mixed signals, or replay old scripts from childhood that told us love must be earned. The let them theory offers a kinder path. In dating, you stop managing impressions and start reading reality. If someone calls, texts, and plans, you have data that they are engaged. If they are inconsistent, you have data that they are ambivalent. Instead of writing stories about why they are busy or testing them with games, you let the pattern speak and then match their pace or opt out. Desire no longer outruns evidence. Reciprocity becomes the default filter. You give where there is return. You invest where there is steadiness. You detach from dynamics that require chasing, convincing, or decoding. The theory helps you recognize three categories of signals: green light, consistent effort, respect for boundaries, alignment on core values. Yellow light: intermittent warmth, unclear communication, untested alignment. Red light: disrespect, dishonesty, or repeated disregard for your standards. You do not need drama or speeches to act. You simply make choices that track the signals. In long-term relationships and marriage, letting them does not mean ignoring problems. It means separating what you can control from what you cannot. You can control your communication, your availability, and your standards for mutual care. You cannot control your partner's willingness to change. The book encourages experiments with structure, shared calendars, weekly check-ins, and clear agreements about roles. You let your partner show whether they will engage. If they do, you collaborate. If they do not, you reset expectations, bring in support, or reassess fit. Family dynamics benefit from the same clarity. You can love parents or siblings without participating in guilt loops, gossip, or chaos. You let them choose their behavior, and you choose your proximity, topics, and time limits. Holidays become less fraught when you pre-decide visit lengths, lodging, and exit strategies. The result is not coldness. It is warmth with edges. You relate from choice rather than obligation, and you leave more space for relationships that feel mutual, respectful, and steady. Fourthly, career and leadership. Influence more by forcing less. Workplaces are full of control traps, overfunctioning managers, employees waiting to be rescued, and teams that confuse urgency with importance. The let them theory gives leaders and professionals a framework to replace micromanagement with clarity and accountability. When you stop over-controlling, you give people the chance to step up or step back, which reveals capacity and fit far faster than pressure ever does. The first move is expectation hygiene. Define outcomes, timelines, and decision rights in writing. Then let people execute. If someone needs support, they will raise a hand. If they do not, you get real data on initiative and ownership. Replace constant check-ins with scheduled reviews and visible dashboards. You do not hover. You observe patterns and intervene based on facts. Delegation becomes a diagnostic tool. When you hand off a project with clear scope, you discover who can deliver and who requires training or role adjustment. If performance lags, consequences are structural, not emotional. Training plans, reassignments, or performance improvement steps. You reduce drama because systems carry the weight. For individual contributors, letting them means declining to carry what is not yours. You stop volunteering for every rescue mission, which frees time for deep work that advances your career. You set office hours for interruptions, use agenda-led meetings, and document decisions to reduce churn. You also let your market talk. If your company will not promote or compensate fairly after clear conversations, you explore other teams or roles. Reality becomes your compass. The method also upgrades culture. Teams that use let them principles normalize adult-to-adult interactions. Feedback is frequent but not personal. Boundaries around time are respected because calendars reflect priorities. Meetings are purposeful because attendance is optional unless a decision or deliverable requires you. This creates more autonomy, faster learning cycles, and higher retention among self-driven people. In short, you influence more by forcing less. By letting reality reveal who and what works, you build teams that are lean, clear, and committed. Lastly, rebuilding self-trust. Letting yourself be human while aiming higher. The most surprising application of the let them theory is internal. Let yourself be human. Many readers discover that their harshest control tactics are aimed inward. They try to bully themselves into change and then rebel when the pressure becomes unbearable. Robbins maps out a gentler loop that still drives results. You accept your current state without judgment, and you choose small, consistent actions that make reality a little better today. You stop promising grand overhauls and start stacking evidence that you can trust yourself. Self-trust grows through three practices. First, tiny non-negotiables. You pick one or two daily actions that are so small they are almost impossible to skip. A glass of water on waking, 2 minutes of breathwork before email, 10 minutes of focused work before meetings. These acts are not about intensity, they are about reliability. Second, pre-decision. Decide in advance how you will handle predictable friction points, late-night scrolling, stressful conversations, or afternoon crashes. When the moment arrives, you follow the script you wrote in a calm state. Third, self-compassion with consequences. You do not shame yourself for slipping, and you also do not let a slip turn into a slide. You reset quickly and keep promises small and visible. The book shows how this internal version integrates with Robbins's earlier tools. The 5-second window helps you start before doubt catches up. The high-five habit reinforces celebrating small wins rather than waiting for perfect outcomes. Most importantly, you let your results teach you. If a system is not working, you do not berate yourself. You adjust the system until it fits your real life. This approach ends the cycle of all or nothing and replaces it with always something. As you honor simple commitments, your identity shifts from someone who tries to someone who follows through. That identity makes boundaries easier because you stop negotiating with chaos, both externally and internally. You become the kind of person whose calendar, habits, and relationships reflect their values. Letting yourself be human is not settling. It is creating a stable launchpad from which sustainable growth becomes inevitable. In conclusion, the Let Them Theory is a relief and a reset for anyone tired of overfunctioning. If you people please, over-explain, or carry more than your share at home or at work, this book gives you a practical path to peace without becoming cold or detached. It is an especially strong fit for people navigating dating and relationships, professionals moving into leadership, caregivers and parents managing complex family systems, and high achievers who feel stuck in anxiety and resentment despite doing everything right. Why it benefits your life is simple. It trades fantasies for facts and guesswork for systems. By letting others show you who they are, you conserve energy for what you can control. By using boundaries that enforce themselves, you reduce conflict while increasing respect. By rebuilding self-trust with tiny non-negotiables, you create momentum that compounds. The overall effect is less drama, more time, cleaner relationships, and a clearer sense of who belongs close. Why choose this book instead of others on boundaries or detachment? Because it turns a viral idea into a complete, actionable framework that you can implement today. The tone is compassionate, the steps are concrete, and the method works across contexts. It does not ask you to become a different person. It teaches you how to stop doing what drains you and start doing what aligns with your values. You will not need to memorize complex models or scripts. You will learn a repeatable rhythm. Observe, accept, decide, act. If you want a calmer mind, healthier relationships, and stronger self-respect, this book earns its shelf space. It will help you stop chasing what is not choosing you, start investing where energy returns, and build a life that feels lighter and more honest. The sooner you apply the theory, the sooner reality gets simpler. And that simplicity is a powerful kind of freedom. If you would like to support Mel Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.